Elizabeth Elliot studied Greek in college with the goal of working as a Bible translator. Shortly after arriving in Ecuador, she married fellow missionary Jim Elliot, who was later killed while trying to reach out to the fierce Alca Indians. Here on Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth shares with us the insights from her remarkable journey as a daughter, mother, wife, widow, and missionary. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about quietness. Yesterday, when I had finished rather a rigorous day of work, and by no means all the work was finished, I was looking at the pile that was still there to be done this morning, I was feeling just a wee bit discouraged and disheartened. And God always knows exactly what we need when, doesn't he? It's amazing how his timing meets us just exactly where we are and with precisely what we need. And a letter came, which I want to read almost all of to you. This man had read my newsletter in which there was a request for prayer that the Lord would deliver me from hard-heartedness, from discouragement. And he says, I noticed also your busy travel schedule. Is all that necessary? He asks. I mean, did he tell you to do all that, plus books, plus radio, plus home, plus what else? If he did, fine. Just be sure that some of it is not on the schedule just because it's, quote, good Christian service, unquote. That will wear you down. Let's say it's all on your plate by his gentle word. Great. Now relax. Let not your heart be troubled. Can I share with you what the Lord has been unfolding these past months in my companionship with him? It's the story of Mary and Martha. The whole picture of our walk with him. Martha, bless her, she loved him too, complained that Mary wasn't doing more. Isn't it always so? There's always so much that needs doing, all good things, all for the Lord, and the activists are forever recruiting, piling on the guilt. But Jesus said, leave her alone. Mary has chosen the better part, and it shall not be taken away from her. Astounding. Somebody wants to take away from us that lovely rest at Jesus' feet. Yes, the devil. He knows that position, that rest, that unhindered attention threatens the foundation of his kingdom. Not the millions of earnest, busy, sincere Marthas. They just don't know yet what Mary knows. Now what the Lord showed me is that I can be all the long, busy, tiring day, every day, just like Mary inside, quietly at rest in his presence, listening, drinking in his words, refreshed over and over. And yet, busy as all get out on the outside and ready to pour out any time to thirsty souls around me, if they have a heart to receive. Isn't that terrific? Isn't it practical? Isn't it at once simple and profound? I'm still reading this man's letter, and the man's name is Mr. Ted Simonson. I do thank you, Ted, for this letter. It was such a comfort to me. He goes on to say, oh, Elizabeth, how often he has refreshed me through you. Will you let him refresh you this time, now, through me? Yes, Ted, I will. Thank you. Why not, you say in your letter. It's all his marvelous life. So trust that marvelous life that is in you. He is not about to become hard-hearted or discouraged in you. He can be himself quite well without Martha-like anxiety about how he can do it in poor little you. Quiet your soul. Sit still. Listen. Continue to pass on what you should of what you hear. You are standing in a waterfall. There's plenty to go around. His life is full and overflowing. All that you need and plenty to spare. Gateway to joy, right? Right at his feet. We'll pray for you, sure. You're causing a lot of damage in the enemy's camp by being so simple, and you can expect a lot of spiritual opposition. But there's nothing to worry about. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I sense that some of your fears that Jesus can't be himself in you without strain on your part are groundless. There's enough work in the Spirit without wasting your time on that one. Keep your seat, dear sister. You are loved with an everlasting love. You really are. Much, much love in Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Ted. You did just that. You refreshed me. You reminded me of God's love and of the utter lack of need for stress. We do not need to be stressed out, do we? We can quiet our souls and sit still. And as most of us have noticed, I'm sure, in the story of Mary and Martha, Jesus does not rebuke Martha because she's fixing supper. Jesus wanted that supper. He needed the supper. And I'm sure that she was fixing a company supper for Jesus and so was troubled. He rebuked her because she was anxious and troubled about too many things. And I suppose most of us need to eliminate some things from our schedules. We need to sit down, be quiet, and listen. I am so grateful for this letter that quieted my soul. And I would take you to Psalm 46. God is our shelter and our refuge, a timely help in trouble. So we are not afraid when the earth heaves and the mountains are hurled into the sea, when its waters seethe in tumult and the mountains quake before his majesty. Now there's a description of some pretty upsetting things, isn't it? Earth heaving, mountains being hurled into the sea, waters seething in tumult, mountains shaking. Well, what are the figurative floodwaters in your life? The figurative mountains, the tumults. God is our shelter and refuge, a timely help in time of trouble, so we are not afraid. Then in verse 4, there is a river whose streams gladden the city of God, which the Most High has made his holy dwelling. God is in that city. She will not be overthrown. And there are different ways, I think, in which we could think of that river, but I think of it today as the river of prayer, my communication between my life here on earth in the state of Massachusetts and God's life in the holy city, the perfect city of God. Prayer opens a channel for that river whose streams gladden the city of God. It can gladden my life. The psalmist goes on to describe nations in tumult, kingdoms being hurled down. Nations are in tumult. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob, our high stronghold. Come and see what the Lord has done, the devastation he has brought upon earth. From end to end of the earth, he stamps out war. He breaks the bow. He snaps the spear. He burns the shield in the fire. We don't often see him doing that, do we? But we know that he has power to. He has power over all the kings and kingdoms and dictators. Verse 10. Let be, then, learn that I am God. Another translation of let be, then, is be still and know that I am God. Shut up and know that I am God, high over the nations, high above earth. But he's not just high above earth, is he? It says in the last verse, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our high stronghold. I love Amy Carmichael's poem, O Thou Who Art My Quietness, My Deep Repose, My Rest from Strife of Tongues, My Holy Hill, Fair is Thy Pavilion, Where I Hold Me Still. Back let them fall from me, my clamorous foes, confusions multiplied. From crowding things of sense I flee, and in thee hide. Are some of you troubled with talk, with what people are saying about you, with gossip, with criticism, with misunderstanding? Some of the letters I get trouble me. People are saying things. People are taking things that I have said and turning them upside down and inside out. It bothers me. And then I go back to Him who is my quietness, my deep repose, my rest from strife of tongues, my holy hill. Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what Thou art. I am finding out the greatness of Thy loving heart. Thou hast bid me gaze upon Thee, and Thy sweetness fills my breast. Jesus, I am resting. Can you do that now? Whatever tumult and trouble and roaring of nations and battles may be troubling you, whatever gossip or misinterpretation of what you've said, whatever it is that troubles you, shut up, be still, let be, and know that He is God.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.